back from the break. We're going to take Terry from Arizona. So, Terry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Father Evan. My question is, first of all, I want to thank you for the program because it means more to us than you know. We're outlanders. Our closest church is 200 miles away. We're catechumens, and we did move down to a church in Prescott, and we were ready to go through chrismation and baptism, and they removed our priest, and our health is such that we can't travel anymore. So get the outreach going, because we don't know what to do next.
Well, Tara, I understand the position you're in. I know for many of the people that I grew up with here in the United States, as the church was much smaller than it is today, struggled to make it to an Orthodox church. I hear stories all the time of people within my own generation who traveled hundreds of miles on a Sunday morning to make it to liturgy or just to be around an Orthodox church or spend time with their priest. And then many of us who grew up in large parishes with 1,000 or 1,500 families had very limited access to our priests. So I completely understand the position you're in. You know, one of the things that's happened in the most recent years within the Orthodox faith is the explosion of resources, ancient faith being one of them, both online, materials that you can print off, prayer rules, and also numerous communities that are beginning to pop up here and there in cities and towns that there weren't Orthodox churches before. Add to that the presence of Orthodox monasticism within America, and the faithful like yourself are beginning to find homes, Orthodox churches in places that they never had them before. That doesn't necessarily solve your situation right now, being in a city that doesn't have an active Orthodox church. That's correct?
Yes.
So
can I ask a question? If it's wrong, we want to put a chapel on our property, but I really don't want to take any steps until we're chrismated. We've been studying Orthodoxy for 2 years. We've been making use of ancient faith radio and doing reader services, et cetera, but I don't want to advertise for other Orthodox people until I'm in the book Orthodox.
You know, what I would recommend to you, and I would recommend to anybody out there who's in a place that's, let's say, a little bit further away from an Orthodox church than you would like, I would say you're doing all the right things. You're beginning to read, to pray, to listen to online resources that you can. But one of the things that you've got to do, and I know it'll be difficult, but you've got to establish a relationship with a priest. And I don't know how far away is the most, you know, the closest Orthodox church?
200 miles.
That's quite far.
And I have a relationship with a priest who's about 200 miles away.
Good. That's a start. I think what you should do is begin to ask them these specific questions about reception, the building of a chapel. That priest might have an idea or a set of resources. He may be able to contact the bishop and move this process along and help you get something formed. Now, of course, one of the things I would recommend is make a pilgrimage as you can. I understand your health is such that you can't make frequent travel a reality, but pilgrimage is something that Christians for the last 2,000 years have used as a way of developing their faith and of remaining connected to their faith. So if you can, make a pilgrimage once a month or every other month to an Orthodox church. I think until you can establish that connection more closely with that Orthodox priest that's, I know, 200 miles away, it's going to be difficult. But I think as you start to make those plans and you continue to pray for God's presence and the Orthodox Church's presence in your life, you know, the Lord in His providence will open things up.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
You're welcome, Terry. I hope you'll continue to listen and feel free to call again.
Thank you.
You bet.